Thank you for tuning in to the Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast, where we talk about marriage, parenting, and relationships. We're so glad that you decided to tune in and listen to us today. And we want to send a special thank you to each and every one of you who've taken the time to follow along and listen to all of our podcast episodes. We really appreciate each and every one of you. And if you like more of what you are hearing, you can always leave us a star rating on any one of the streaming podcast networks that you listen to. Anyway, so let's get into the episode. Hey everyone, it's Tickles and Tots Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast, where we talk about marriage, parenting, and relationships. We are back on the air again, and it is almost our 1 year anniversary that we started a podcast. I believe we started back in August of 2017, just a couple of days shy of our 1 year podiversary. But I am excited that you are joining us on today. And if you have been a loyal listener for the past year, we just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in, providing feedback and comments and or suggestions. And if you are new to our podcast, thank you so much for dropping by and tuning in. We would love for you to stick around and stay a while. So the topic of today is, why did I start podcasting? Ooh, that's a loaded question. Why did I start podcasting? Well, as a avid reader, or as an avid reader and writer, and I have been blogging for well over 10 years now, I wanted to take, I guess, things to the next level, and I thought about doing the vlogging thing and putting up videos, posting content that way versus writing on a blog post. So I thought it would be a natural addition to accompany my writing. Oh, how wrong I was. There's so much that goes into getting behind the camera, or in front of the camera rather, coming out from behind the scenes and making sure that you're looking the part. You know, you have to make sure that you have on the right outfit, or the background is correct, or you have the right products, or the camera is set up correctly. There was a whole lot of variables that went into trying to film a video. Then you have editing, and then there's the lighting, and there's the positioning. Is this correct? The wording. Am I saying the right things? Oh, did I make a mistake? Okay, now I have to stop and re-record and yada, yada, yada. You know the story. But I tried that a few times and it just wasn't my thing. I love to talk, but I didn't necessarily want to be in front of the camera. I wanted to be able to talk and be as natural as I possibly could be, but not without putting on a front in front of the camera. So, you know, and then some people have on like full on makeup and they're dressed to the nines just to be in front of the camera. And it was just too much like work for me. And it just, I don't know, there were too many distractions. There wasn't enough quiet time or space to film all of these videos. So there were a lot of obstacles that kind of stood in the way. And I just took that as a sign that it wasn't something that I was supposed to be doing. So here goes blogging. So there was a fellow, I think a fellow planner that introduced the Anchor app to me, or rather she had it on her Instagram feed. And she is a businesswoman and a mom, and she just so happened to say, oh, okay, I have a podcast. And I was like, oh, okay, let me check that out. And I listened. I loved the app. The app was quite different at that time. We were able to build a really awesome community here through the Anchor app, and they have since upgraded and updated and changed and made it more of a real podcasting experience where you can talk and play music and have a community and, you know, reach a larger audience on this platform and other podcasting networks. So we are really excited about that and all the new changes that have come about through the app. It took us a little bit. There was a lot of transition trying to figure out all of the new features and trying to get everything, make sure that everything was perfect and in working condition. But going back to why I started blogging, so I started tuning in to the other podcast, and I knew that was something that I wanted to do. I had the thought to do, and I wrote it down, and I'm like, one day, you know, I would love to start my own podcast, but just didn't know how I would go about it or where it would start. And I had looked into other podcasting platforms, and either there was like a limit on how many uploads you can do or how much time you had to record, or there were like these astronomical fees that, you know, were out of my budget at the time. And I'm like, okay, I know I want to do a podcast, but this is just, I'm going to have to put it on the back burner because it was a little bit out of my price range for some of it. And then, you know, the time, am I going to have enough time to, you know, possibly edit this podcast if I needed to? And then I was trying to find music, you know, the right intro music, the right outro music, because you can't have, I guess you can't, in my mind, I thought, okay, you can't have a podcast without, you know, the intro and outro music. And I was searching around on many different websites and tried to see how much it would cost to hire someone to make an intro and outro jingle and all of that. So there were a few issues with that and making sure you're getting the right thing. Then there was all the licensing. So much. So it was a godsend when I found Anchor, and I just really fell in love with the app and the community. But when I started out, I was so nervous and very afraid, and just, you know, fearful that, you know, somebody's not going to like my voice and not going to be receptive. You know, what do I say? Is this something that people are going to be interested in? Will it make sense? You know, so thank you for tuning in to the Faith Family Lifestyle Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this latest episode. If you have any comments, suggestions, or show topics that you would like for us to discuss, please drop us an email at podcast@ticklesandtots.com, and we would love to connect with you. If you love what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe to our podcast, leave us a rating, or leave us a message here on the Anchor app. We appreciate you tuning in and taking the time to listen. Take care and be blessed.